CIA envisioned a specialized unit capable of conducting deep penetration operations, psychological warfare, and unconventional missions that regular forces couldn't execute. Thus SOG was conceived, a ghost army that would operate in the shadows, its existence officially denied. Composed of hand-picked Green Berets, Navy SEALs, air commandos, and CIA operatives, SOG brought together the best minds and the most skilled warriors the U.S. had to offer. Their mission: disrupt the enemy, gather intelligence, and strike where it hurt the most. Recruitment: the chosen few. Joining SOG was not for the faint-hearted. Recruits underwent a rigorous vetting process, with psychological resilience, ingenuity, and physical endurance being the key criteria. These men were trained to operate behind enemy lines, often outnumbered and unsupported. Many who joined were already legends within their respective branches, but SOG transformed them into something more, a new breed of warrior. Their training was brutal and unrelenting. Operatives mastered everything from advanced survival techniques and jungle warfare to demolitions and language skills. They learned to communicate in silence, move without leaving a trace, and think like the enemy. The goal was simple: survive and succeed, even if the odds were stacked against them. A culture of secrecy. From the moment they were inducted, SOG operatives stepped into a world of secrets. They were given new identities, their missions classified at the highest levels. If captured, they could expect no rescue, no acknowledgement of their existence. The stakes were chillingly clear: they were ghosts, and the government would disavow all knowledge of their operations. Even within the military, SOG was shrouded in mystery. Few outside its ranks understood its purpose, and those who did knew better than to ask questions. This veil of secrecy was both a shield and a burden for the operatives, isolating them from the rest of the military, but giving them the freedom to operate without bureaucracy. The first missions. SOG's initial operations were as daring as they were dangerous. Teams were deployed into Laos, Cambodia, and North Vietnam, areas officially off-limits to American forces. Their tasks ranged from gathering intelligence on enemy troop movements and supply lines to conducting sabotage missions deep in hostile territory. One of the earliest successes involved mapping the infamous Ho Chi Minh Trail, a critical supply route for the North Vietnamese Army. SOG operatives infiltrated the dense jungle, evading enemy patrols and laying the groundwork for future airstrikes and ambushes. These missions set the tone for SOG's operations: high risk, high reward, and entirely unacknowledged. The spirit of brotherhood. Within SOG, the bond between operatives was unlike any other. Trust was not just a virtue, it was a matter of survival. Each man depended on his team, knowing that their lives were intertwined in the chaos of combat. This brotherhood extended beyond the battlefield, creating a lifelong connection among those who survived. SOG's formation marked the beginning of a new era in warfare. These men, the Ghost Warriors, redefined what it meant to fight, to survive, and to serve. They operated in the shadows, but their impact rippled across the battlefield and into the future of special operations. As you turn the page, you'll step further into their world, one of danger, innovation, and unrelenting courage. Welcome to the birth of SOG, the ghost army that changed the face of covert warfare. The formation of the Studies and Observations Group, SOG. The Vietnam War was unlike any conflict the United States had encountered. It was a battle fought not just with guns and troops, but with strategy, deception, and a relentless struggle for control over the hearts and minds of the Vietnamese people. Amid this chaotic landscape, a groundbreaking unit was born, the Studies and Observations Group, SOG, a covert task force that would redefine the very essence of unconventional warfare. The need for a new kind of warfare.